The questions you always had. The answers you were never given. The place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Tonight, on the Veritas Project, prepare for a groundbreaking episode as we explore the mysterious disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight MH370 with Ashton Forbes, who presents compelling evidence and theories that challenge the official narrative. Forbes takes us through detailed analyses of satellite and drone videos, suggesting the presence of advanced and covert technologies capable of manipulating the aircraft's trajectory. Forbes proposes a scenario in which the plane didn't crash, but was intercepted by sophisticated technology that altered its path, possibly linked to secretive military operations at Diego Garcia. He delves into the discrepancies in debris locations, highlighting how pieces found in Africa defy ocean current patterns and official crash site theories, pointing towards a military involvement and planned manipulation. The interview takes a deeper dive into speculative technologies involving gravitational manipulation and space-time warping. Forbes suggests that these technologies allowed for the aircraft's disappearance through methods resembling wormholes or teleportation, visible in the footage he analyzes. This episode isn't just about a missing airplane. It's a thrilling exploration of hidden technologies and government secrecy. Forbes challenges the boundaries of what we consider possible, suggesting the existence of a technology that could revolutionize our understanding of physics and world power structures. Ashton also touches on the potential of these technologies to shift world energy paradigms, hinting at a future where free energy could become a reality, transforming our world from a Type Zero to a Type One civilization almost overnight. Join us on this captivating journey into the shadowy realms of aerospace technology, military secrecy, and the untold stories behind one of the greatest modern mysteries. This isn't just another conspiracy theory. It's a detailed, evidence-backed narrative that could redefine our future. Ashton Forbes is coming up next. Welcome to the Veritas Project. I'm your host, Mel Hostelrick. If this is your first time listening, welcome home. To access tonight's full interview and all of our exclusive material, simply join the Veritas Plus family by clicking on the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the power of FLFE with a 15-day free trial today. No credit card required. If you're looking to get in touch with me, have a guest suggestion, or would like to provide feedback, simply click on the contact button on our website. Your thoughts and ideas are always appreciated. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's program. And directly from somewhere in the United States, I'd like to welcome Ashton Forbes. Hello, Ashton, and welcome to Veritas.
Hey, Mel. Thanks for having me on Veritas. Appreciate it, and looking forward to talking to you today.
My pleasure. Ashton, your work in the past few months has been incredible, and it caught my attention. I try to get in touch with you many, many times, but obviously you know that our communication is intercepted by somebody. But thanks to one of our third-party friends, he put me in touch with you, and here you are today. For the listeners who may not know who you are, why don't you just introduce yourself? Tell us who you are.
Yeah, my name is Ashton Forbes. I like to think that I'm a normal person that's been thrown into an extraordinary situation. I am the lead investigator of MH70X, which is an organization that I put together last August and on 2023 to investigate what I think are the two most important videos in the history of the world. They are leaked United States military videos that show the true fate of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, which disappeared on March 7th or March 8th, depending on the time zone, in 2014. The videos date back to several weeks after the plane disappeared. The YouTube channel they were first uploaded on has been long since deleted. And we have been investigating the missing videos, investigating the scenario around the plane, which there's definitely a conspiracy at play around cover up what happened to this plane. And in the last last 6 to 8 months, I've also been investing in the science that we see in the videos as well. I believe all of these things are authentic. There is a conspiracy. The United States government 100% knows what happened to this plane. They have exotic technology that they used on the plane to cover it up that we see in the videos. And this exotic technology includes gravity, space-time manipulation, as well as the potential for what we refer to as free energy that's out there. So this is why I think this is probably the biggest conspiracy of all time. And I think it dates back decades in terms of hiding and suppression of the science.
We discussed a lot about this about a year ago with Boyd Anderson, one of our former guests. He worked for a lot of companies and knew a lot of people connected with perhaps some of the people who were on board, and he has his theories, but you deal a lot with the technology and what happened that day. First of all, that video that you show, that leaked video, how did you get that video?
Yeah, so these have been around, like I said, since 2014. There's two of them. One is a satellite video, which we've actually had to deduce the capabilities of this U.S. spy surveillance system in order to understand what we were even looking at. And then the other video is a drone video, presumably from an MQ-1C Gray Eagle. It's hard to tell the exact model because a lot of the drones have the exact same body shape. But the MQ-1C, if you look it up on the internet, you can find that there are like triclops package where it has cameras underneath both wings. And this is a very unique view that we see here where it's got a camera that's under the right side wing. And we believe that we're seeing actually the camera housing instead of the wing in this video. So that really helped narrow down the exact drone we were looking at. I had seen the drone video back in 2014, I would say the summer of 2014, just as a casual observer. And like many other people, like people even still today, thought that this must be some kind of fake. I didn't really know what I was looking at. And then these videos reemerged in early August of 2023. On the social media site Reddit, on the subreddit UFOs. And for about 10 to 12 days, that was basically the only thing anybody talked about. You guys can go back and look at that subreddit, search MH370. You'll find dozens of threads, analysis that was done on these videos. There's never been a situation like this where so much analysis was done on videos that were out there. And it's because these videos are authentic. And several pieces of the analysis pretty much proved them to be authentic even back in August. And there was a very clear disinformation campaign that was put into motion to try to hide the videos. A lot of very faulty debunk attempts with very poor logic and reasoning were pushed out there. The most prominent one is what people say is they think there's some stock effect. There is no stock effects in these videos. And you can see the deception very clearly, which I'll show later on, that shows that the only way that you can even get a match from this stock effect is by significantly manipulating the effect to the point where you change the number of frames, change the color, change the size, change the shape, try to realign it, try to move the pixels around manually, which has never been done on that. And when that debunk came out there, it was posted by a one-day-old Reddit account. Then all discussion of the videos was banned from Reddit, which is, if you're familiar with Reddit, Reddit is the number one source of Fed United States disinformation on the planet, probably the number one radicalizer of terrorists on the planet at the moment. And if anything that is true gets pushed out there that harms United States, United States military, it does get suppressed or deleted. It's happened several times in the past as well, of people who've tried to be whistleblowers. So this is when I took an action. I found my old X account that I rarely used and decided that that would be the best platform that would be free from United States government censorship. Started amplifying the research content and then doing my own research. Started pushing the information from my organization, MH370X, which we had a Discord that was private for a long time, is now public. And really amplified it. I started to do podcasts because people were interested. People found it very compelling. And since August of 2023, I've gone from having 30 fake followers to now having almost 143,000 by the time that this is played. And that, once again, is because a lot of people have followed along in the case. They've seen the evidence. They've dug into the science with me as well from some of these engineers that have worked for special access programs and third-party defense contractors. And they know, like I know, that this science is out there and it's being suppressed from us. And what we're in right now is an information war where it's not a matter of having evidence that's good enough. It's a matter of waking people up to the reality of our universe in general and what humanity is capable of.
For the listeners, your credentials, if you don't mind, I know there's a lot of information you want to keep to yourself because of the nature of this topic. But because of your background, I believe this lends credence a lot to what you're saying. What is, if you can share with us, what is your background, your expertise?
Yeah, I'm pretty about everything there. I want people to know that I'm an honest and open and forthright person. And if I had any inkling that these videos were fake, I would have been trying to find the hoaxer when there was a $150,000 bounty to find the hoaxer. But there is no hoaxer. These videos are real. In terms of my expertise, I've been in healthcare IT for almost 20 years. Like I said before, I was never even somebody that really believed or chased conspiracy theories. I was just an observer in the UFO phenomenon for maybe 6 years or so, since the Navy had declassified the videos that were talked about in the New York Times. And I thought, huh, there is something here. There's some weird stuff happening. Never had I seen any videos that I thought, wow, I need to go start a movement related to these, until I saw the MH370 videos, which the first thing that stuck out was there's two videos in perfect synchronization from two completely different angles, which I thought, well, that's pretty hard to make up. But my background in healthcare IT, I consider myself a database architect. So I work a lot in relational databases and an analyst and a consultant. And I think that that has helped me to use rationality and logic, which is desperately lacking in today's world, to decode the mystery of the plane, go through all the evidence that's been out there related to the missing plane, try to put together what I think is the most comprehensive story for what happened to this plane using more evidence than any other story by a wide margin, and then present that information in a way that people can ingest and understand that aren't necessarily people that are, you know, PhD physicists and engineers out there. So I like to say I'm just a normal guy that may, if I have any special talent, it is a strong intuition and ability to use the scientific method to come up with a hypothesis and then the supporting evidence around it. The way I look at this case is like a criminal case where we are taking all the evidence, you know, classifying that evidence in terms of strength of the evidence, and then taking that story. And I feel like I could present it to a jury today. And despite the fact that I believe I would have to prove there's gravity and space manipulation, I believe I could convince a jury of my peers to unanimously convict the United States government in the disappearance of MH370.
I believe you discuss a lot of the what happened there, but do you also get into the why it happened, the occupants of that plane, the patents that were involved? Do you mind just sharing with the audience for those that who might not know about this story?
Yeah, so Malaysian Airlines was flying from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing on March 7th in the evening, and the plane disappeared, goes off radar, and then that's when the obfuscation began. So like even the next morning, people didn't really have any idea of where this plane disappeared to or what happened to it. And the story that we've been able to piece together is one where there was an emergency event on board this plane related to roughly 500 pounds of lithium ion batteries, which are extremely dangerous and been banned in the past in the cargo of passenger planes. And this was a huge stack of them that had been put together that day. They're actually the most volatile and most dangerous right after being put together, because defects are generally what causes them to have experienced thermal runaway, where they can't be put out permanently, at least. Now there's a lot of conspiracy theories about this plane that have been out there. The one that I think might be have an element of truth, but also an element of disinformation, is the one around the patent holders and the Rothschilds. There's one out there that says there was five or four Freescale semiconductor engineers on board, and that four of them disappeared, and therefore the patent reverted to the fifth, which is owned by the Rothschilds. That is mostly a lie. None of those people were actually on board the plane. We've checked. That's also not how patents work either. The patents are actually owned by the company, not by the individuals. So that's not how they would be reverted. But the element of truth is that there's actually 20 Freescale semiconductor engineers on board this plane. Eight of them were Chinese nationals and 12 were Malaysian nationals. And they were working for the American company, Freescale Semiconductors, who was connected to U.S. aerospace and defense. They had just signed a contract the year prior, and they were also named in a 2005 National Security Agency report about the commercial emergence of superconductive microchips. But you guys are going to want to remember semiconductors and superconductors and probably check out the stock prices of some of those companies, including NVIDIA and NXPI, who bought Freescale Semiconductors the year after. Those stock prices have gone through the roof because semiconductors are one of the, or superconductors, well, are one of the two things that really allow for this technology to take off to the point where we can literally bend gravity and bend space-time. So if you also look at espionage, let's say intellectual property theft, the number one target is foreign nationals that work for American companies, specifically Chinese nationals that work for American companies. They're the number one target. China steals roughly $600 billion of intellectual property every single year from the United States companies. And if there was a super weapon that the United States government had and that China was trying to steal, you could imagine that the United States military and government would do absolutely anything to prevent from getting that information. And I think that's what happened with respect to this plane. I think that those engineers on board this plane, 20 is way too many from one company. They should have triggered some kind of red flag to said this is too many people to be on the same flight just for occurrences like this. The press releases even mention that these were very important people. The cover story for why they were going to China is they were going to upgrade the plants in China. We also found some information in our investigation that they were going to some kind of training seminar for a week. Like almost all of them were next to each other on the plane. Some of them had their whole families with them. I thought all of this was very unusual. And if they were sitting next to each other, presumably the tickets were purchased together. And I don't know how they wouldn't have hit a red flag saying, you know, this is too dangerous to have all these people on board the plane. So we believe that the United States government, the most likely scenario, and there's a couple different scenarios. One could be that if you believe in the good in people, that perhaps the fire was accidental on board this plane and that the United States government deployed some exotic technology to try to save the plane. But the scenario I think is more likely is the one where the United States government planted those batteries on the plane to ignite at a very specific point to divert the plane away from China and then deployed exotic technology either to secretly retain the employees and bring them back into the fold or to annihilate them. But from what we see in the videos and talking to the engineers and scientists, is some type of quote-unquote teleportation event, what, you know, bending space-time like a wormhole, or what is referred to as macroscopic phase conjugation, the ability to actually turn mass into energy and back into mass again, which seems like science fiction for a lot of people. But when you actually dig into the history of the science that's out there and the scientific papers that people don't really talk about, especially regarding high-frequency gravitational waves, you start to piece together a pretty cohesive story that this technology has been in development since at least probably the 2000s and then started to take off once we got like advanced quantum computers and very powerful supercomputers that can help to control and manipulate it.
Like you, I saw that video probably shortly after the event happened. And like many others, we thought, maybe science fiction, maybe somebody's trying to debunk this. At the same time, I've always noticed, Ashton, just like during 9/11, maybe a year or two later, we saw this video of what looked like a pod in lieu of where the plane was coming. And then they superimposed those planes. And, you know, we know the story now, you know, planes going through steel buildings like a knife through butter. But we saw these little circles or balls, or I don't know exactly what they are, very similar to what I've seen in some of the military bases, these UAPs that are coming out. Do you see a correlation between this and they're called UAPs, extraterrestrial, blah, blah, blah? I tend to believe that this is technology, whether it's our government or a supra government out there using this, that they call it extraterrestrial, or in fact, is the government beyond the government. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a good question. So it's funny, if you had asked me a year ago, I probably would have said that must be exotic alien technology. And for the first week or two, when I was researching this, I thought those must be some kind of alien technology we see in these videos. Just seemed thousands of years more advanced than where we're at right now. And the more I've researched and the more I've dug into the science, the less sure I am about even what the nature of non-human intelligence is in general. At this point, I could say that it could be anything. These videos could be anything from us having figured out the technology back in the early 40s with the Philadelphia experiment and been secret.
Thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasproject.com. To listen to the rest and access all of our exclusive material, head over to the Veritas Plus member section or click the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the benefits with a 15-day free trial of FLFE today. No credit card required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, be a guest on the program, have a guest suggestion, or want to provide feedback, just click the contact button on our website at veritasproject.com. Thank you for listening to The Veritas Project, because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at veritasproject.com.